Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for yoga teachers who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and change makers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. I'll be offering a yoga practice in just a bit, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm continuing to work with Colette Baron-Reed's Spirit Animal Oracle deck because I really like it and I love the messages that it's been bringing through for me. And the card that I pulled today is one that I've seen a number of times over the last couple of months, and that's Snake Spirit. And I pulled Snake Spirit reverse today, or contrary, meaning that the card came out upside down. The message of Snake Spirit is time to heal. And when I pulled it contrary, I had to wonder, is it done being time to heal? So I pulled out the book and looked at the protection message, which is associated with the reversed or contrary cards. And it says, no matter how much you may have lost or how you've been disappointed, you are called by Snake Spirit to shed the past and practice radical self-acceptance now. Only by forgiving yourself can you move on, regardless of whether anyone else is ready for healing. When your tender new skin first becomes exposed, you may feel uncomfortable. Love yourself and remain vulnerable anyway. You have been weak, but now you are becoming strong and developing wisdom, and you will do better in the future. So I thought about that, and I thought about where I am in my life right now, and how I am learning to move through and let go of the past, and also how when I drop the past, it's not about a putting it away or letting it go and leaving it behind. When we do work, especially as healers, it's important to let go of past events and our emotional attachment to them so that we can continue to move and grow. But it's also very important to see the skills and the lessons and the healing techniques and abilities that you have learned and developed as you were going through these things in your past, and to hold on to them so that when you need them again or someone in your life needs them, you have them to share. One thing that I learned in doing all the shadow work that I've been doing was that I needed to really reintegrate those pieces of me that were wrapped in some of those events from my past that I didn't want to hold on to, that I didn't want to remember. And those pieces of me that I had felt like weren't the me that I wanted to be now. And unfortunately, in doing that, in dropping those things, in pushing them away, in rejecting those parts of me, in creating essentially the shadow parts that I've been very carefully reintegrating, reacquainting myself with, I've discovered that those pieces of me have important skills that I need to put into my work. Whether it's the part of me that used to be an accountant and knows how to write a financial statement that doesn't feel like she has anything to do with teaching yoga and doing shamanic Reiki work, but I needed her skills when my business was floundering. I needed her and those things that she learned in college and through practice to make sense of the numbers so that I could make good business decisions. And the little girl who was weird and played with more animals than people growing up and was fascinated by the wildlife, even in the suburban neighborhood where she grew up. That little girl needed to bring that love back to me so that I could do the work that I do with wildlife rehabilitation. So all of these pieces that I had dropped because they were associated with these events in my life or these times in my life when I didn't feel like I was the person I wanted to be or that I was struggling socially as that person. These pieces needed to come back with their skills and talents without the emotional attachment to the times or the events that caused me to reject them in the first place. So I can bring back Accountant Debbie and say, hey, thanks, I need you. Can you help me with these numbers? And leave behind the circumstances of being in the corporate world that made me so uncomfortable. And it feels like that's what's coming through in the Snake Spirit card for me today. That we can shed our past and our emotional attachment to things that have happened in the past without letting go of the inner strength and our passions. When Snake sheds her skin, she comes through with this new, beautiful, sometimes vulnerable, temporarily skin, but she's shedding because she's grown and she hasn't let go of all of the survival skills and the strength that she's developed before she let that skin go. In fact, through shedding, she's made room for more. Another aspect of Snake that I was considering was Snake's connection to Earth. Often because of the shedding and transmutational aspect of Snake, Snake gets associated with the fire element. But Snake is also inherently tied to Earth. Without any legs, they never lift off the Earth. They are always fully and completely grounded. And as I'm getting ready to travel, heading from the East Coast where I live to the Pacific Northwest to be in retreat with my Shamanic Reiki Worldwide clan, I've been struggling with that idea of being able to actually go because there's so much that needs to be done, especially during the busy summer season here. But I've also been getting lots of messages about how important it is for me to go, to separate, to reconnect with the earth. Because even though it's all around me all the time, and I'm aware in these busy times, as I move from one thing to another, I lose the time to just be with the earth. And I have gotten message after message after message over the last couple of weeks to just go because I need to. It's important. Because if I lose my connection to the earth, my underlying vision and purpose in my life has also disconnected. So I am stepping away for a week. Because I will be gone, there will not be a Friday episode of My Shamanic Life next week. But I'm hoping to record an episode for you that I will release over the weekend, maybe even from the airport on my way back. So with the snake spirit energy and coming through, I want to invite you into a yoga practice that is belly down to the earth. Because we will be on our bellies for most of this practice, if you have a blanket that you can spread on your mat or even just fold thinly underneath your hips, you might find that that's helpful for you. So if you are practicing with me now, unroll your mat. Add that blanket if you'd like. And then settle back into child's pose. Coming onto your hands and knees, opening your knees wide today so that your belly gets closer to the mat. Bring your big toes together. Let your forehead come down onto the ground. Lay your arms on the floor above your head. And here, in this pose of surrender and release, drop your hips to your heels and connect in with your breath. Feel the movement of breath in and out through your nose. And start to bring that breath deep into your belly. Invite each breath to flow all the way down to the pelvic floor so that your abdomen expands toward the floor, toward the ground, toward the earth, between your thighs. And the breath also starts to expand into your low back and finger out into the hips. So the breath, as it comes in, starts to very gently open up space. Especially if you're practicing in the morning, your fascia has tightened. And as you breathe and use the breath to expand from the inside, areas like your low back and the sacrum, very gently breaking up the fascia. Slowly unraveling the fibers that have crunched together while you've been inactive. Whether it's during sleep or you've been sitting all day. Once those fibers start to break up and open, and sometimes they resist and you feel little twinges of discomfort. Once they start to open up though, then there's more space for movement. Take a couple more of those big breaths, letting them start to open things up so that as we move into a little bit of a flow in cat-cow, we've already created some space for it. Take one more breath. And then ease your way up onto your hands and knees. Bring your knees underneath your hips and your hands underneath your shoulders. Reach the crown of your head forward and your tailbone back so that your spine feels long. And as you take your next breath in, press your belly down toward the floor. It's not going to get there. Just going in that direction. Draw your heart up through your arms. Roll your shoulders down your back. Your tailbone's going to lift. And as you exhale, bring your navel to your spine and lift the middle of your back all the way up so that you round and drop your head and tailbone toward the floor. Inhale again. Press your navel down toward the floor. Scoop your heart through your arms. Slide your shoulder blades down like they're falling into the hollow that you're making in your back. And then as you exhale, navel to spine and round. Keep your neck relaxed. There's no need to tuck your chin. Just allow the head to fall at the end of your spine. And then inhale again. Navel toward the floor, heart lifting up. Exhale, bring your navel to your spine and round. And continue these with your breath a few more times, feeling what's opening up. Follow the movement up and down the spine, noticing where you hit those little places of tightness. They may start to break up. If it's fascia, they might be some tight muscle. We're also working with the discs and gently compressing them, the front and the back. Take a couple more breaths. And at the end of your next exhale, let your spine come back to neutral. If your blanket is folded smaller and your knees are on the blanket now, walk your knees back behind the blanket so that your hips will land on the blanket. And then keep your shoulders over your wrists, moving forward just a little bit so that you're really aligned there. Turn the inner creases of your elbows forward. Now tip your tailbone to the sky, like you're doing the inhale part of your cat roll. And as you exhale, bend your elbows and slowly lower your chest down toward the floor between your arms. Your chin is going to follow your chest. Hips are going to stay pointed up at the ceiling. And you come into this shape like a caterpillar. And then very slowly draw the heart through until your belly finds the floor. Hip points come down. And then once they're on the floor, point your toes back behind you. And your hands hopefully landed right about underneath your shoulders. If they're not there, adjust. Draw your elbows in towards your sides. Reach forward through the crown of your head. Let your forehead rest down on the mat and tuck your chin towards your chest slightly so that the back of your neck feels nice and long. There's just one long line from your tailbone all the way out to the crown. And then keeping your chin in that position, press the tops of your feet gently down so that your knees lighten. Press your hip points into the floor. And as you take your next inhale, lift your heart. Let the shoulders lift the head rather than trying to lift your shoulders with your head. Exhale, release your forehead back down to the mat, keeping the chin slightly tucked. Inhale again, lift your head, feel your heart come up, your shoulder blades start to slide down. Exhale, release down, keep the tops of your feet pressing in. Inhale, peel your heart up. Keep this movement small and slow. Exhale, release down. Two more. You might start to feel a little compression in the low back as you move up into these baby cobras or snake pose. When you come down at the end of your next exhale, pause there. Slide your elbows out to the sides, stack your hands underneath your forehead and let your forehead rest on your hands. Take a few deep breaths and see if you can send them all the way down to the pelvic floor so you're filling your whole torso. And the breath can move both into the belly, which is going to hit the ground, and then the low back and the hips. And take another breath. Now keep the tops of your feet pressing down. Bring your hands back underneath your shoulders, making your hands a little wider. Maybe they're coming out underneath the shoulder points if you need to get your elbows in really close to your sides. Drop your shoulder blades down your back and squeeze them together just a little bit, as if you were trying to bring your wings together on your back. Keep the chin slightly tucked. And as you take your next breath in, peel your heart up, press the hip points down, top of the feet stay down, and lift just a little bit higher without lifting your pelvis off the floor. Lengthen up through your spine. Now, as you take your next exhale, look a little bit to the right, dropping your left shoulder forward, right shoulder back. Take a look over your right shoulder. And as you inhale, come slowly back to center. Now exhale and turn a little bit to the left. Move your left shoulder back, the right shoulder forward. Look around your left shoulder. Inhale, come back. Exhale, take it again to the right. Inhale, come back. Exhale, gentle turn to the left. Hip points stay on the floor. Inhale, come back. One more time to the right. Exhale. Look over your right shoulder. Inhale, come to center. And exhale to the left. Look over your left shoulder. Inhale, come back to center, pause. Take another breath in, and as you exhale, lower your forehead back down onto the floor. Pause for a moment. Notice how it feels. Relax your legs, your hips. Relax your low back, your mid back, your upper back. Breathe into it. Feel your body down on the floor. Now slide your arms forward so that your arms are extended about shoulder width apart on the floor above your head, palms down on the floor. Forehead is still on the floor. Leave your arms and your upper body down for a moment and bring your attention back to your legs. Reach back through your toes. Press the tops of your feet down just gently so you can feel them. And then roll your inner thighs toward the ceiling until your pinky toenails touch the floor. Keep this internal rotation in the legs and notice how it spreads your sitting bones a little bit wider. Through the space between your sitting bones, reach your tailbone towards your heels and press your hip points down into the floor. As you take your next breath in, peel your left leg off the floor just a couple inches. So your knee might lift just off the floor, but the top of your thigh and your hip points stay down. As you exhale, release your right leg back down onto the floor. Inhale and take your left leg up off the floor. Keep that internal rotation so the pinky toenail is still moving down toward the floor. Exhale, release that back down. Reach back through your right foot, inhale. As you lift, really turn the inner part of your thigh up. Exhale, come down. And then inhale, the left leg, gonna come up just off the floor. Exhale, release down. Now reach your left arm forward as you reach back through your right toes. And on your next inhale, as the right leg comes up with the internal rotation, lift your left arm just off the floor. It's okay if your shoulder comes up, your head could lift slightly. Keep the hip points pressing down and reach across that diagonal. And then exhale, let your arm and your leg come back down to the floor. Reach back through your left toes. Inhale, the right arm comes up with the left leg. Again, nothing's coming up high. We're keeping the belly, the hip points, the tops of the thighs down on the floor. Exhale, release back down. Inhale again. Take the right leg and the left arm up together. Exhale, bring it down. Inhale, the left leg and the right arm lift together, reaching across that diagonal. Exhale, release it down. Now press your hip points into the floor, reach your tailbone towards your heels, and inhale both legs and both arms up. Your forehead can come off the floor a little bit, maybe the top of your chest, but we still got belly, hip points, thighs down into the floor. Hold here for a moment. Keep your chin down so the back of your neck is long and you're looking at the floor right underneath your nose. Two more breaths. Inhale, feel how your belly presses into the floor. Might even lift you up just a little bit higher as you exhale, soften. One more big breath in. And as you exhale, release all the way back down, forehead back to the floor, arms and legs on the floor. Relax for a moment and let your body sink into the floor without any alignment. Just letting it go in a way that feels good for you. Now bring your arms back by your sides. Bend your elbows and bring your hands behind your back so that you can interlace your fingers. Press the tops of your feet down in the floor. Lighten your knees. Touch the floor with all 10 toenails. We're gonna keep the legs down for this round, doing a modified cobra pose. press your hip points into the floor, reach your tailbone towards your heels, and on your next breath in, peel your heart up. Keep the chin low so the back of your neck stays long. Reach your knuckles back towards your feet. Feel your shoulders roll back and down, shoulder blades moving in towards each other as they slide down into the hollow of your back. On your next exhale, lower your forehead back to the mat. Bend your elbows to release your hands and float your arms to your sides. Let them lay on the floor and turn your head to one side so that you're resting on your ear or your cheek. Relax your shoulders. Feel the release down into your belly. Now very gently lift your head, turn it to the other side. Maybe noticing that the way you chose first is the direction that felt easier. Now bring your forehead back to center. Forehead down on the mat. Lift your arms, bend your elbows, and bring your hands to the small of your back. Interlace your fingers. Keep your chin slightly tucked. Press down into your hip points. Roll your inner thighs up so that the soles of your feet open like an open book to the sky. And all 10 toenails start on the floor. And then as you take your next breath in, lift your heart and your legs together, the top of the thighs, hip points, belly still on the floor, hands reaching back towards your feet, roll your shoulder blades down your back, broaden across your chest a little bit so your shoulder points reach to the side, extend your tailbone back towards your heels, and breathe here. So as you inhale, the movement of the breath in the abdomen helps you to actually press the floor away and lift a little higher. You might sink just a little bit lower on the exhales. Take one more big breath in, and then exhale, slowly release yourself down, forehead to the mat, bend your elbows, let your arms come apart and fall to your sides. Relax your legs. Let the heels splay open a little bit. Relax your shoulders forward. Now slide your arms out to the sides, palms down on the floor. So you're making a letter T with your body, hugging the earth. Feel how all of the front of your body is connecting in with that earth energy. Now turn your head to the right. So you're resting on your left cheek or your left ear, looking out towards your right fingers. Bend your right knee and lift your foot up behind you. Keep your knee bent. Lift your knee, your thigh, and your right hip off of the floor. And then with the knees still bent, reach your leg across your back so that your right toes are reaching toward your left hand. Probably not getting there. Just give them a direction to reach. Your right shoulder might be lifting a little bit. It's okay to let it come up to avoid strain, but keep your right hand pressing down into the floor. Feel the twist in the middle of your back as you reach across a little bit further, opening up the hips to the right as that right hip comes up over the left. Take one more breath and then very slowly start to bring your hip, your thigh, your right knee back down to the floor and then release your right foot down to the floor. Take a moment to simply relax into that, to reconnect belly to the floor, belly to the earth. Turn your head to the other side, so you're resting on your right cheek or your right ear and looking out towards your left fingers. Bend your left knee. Lift your foot up behind you. Now lift your left knee, your left thigh, your left hip off the floor, and reach your bent leg across your back with your toes reaching toward the right hand. The left shoulder might come up a little bit. Press your left hand down into the floor to keep that anchored and steady. Breathe deeply. Becoming aware of the twist in your spine. And very slowly begin to bring your hip, your thigh, your left knee back down, lower the left leg to the floor. Relax for a moment. Lift your head and turn it back to center. Palms press down into the floor. Letting the earth have one more hug. Now slide your hands in under your shoulders. Press your hands down into the floor and slowly transition to your hands and knees. And then walk your hands back towards your knees. And drop your hips to the right of your feet so that your right hip comes down and your feet are over underneath your left hip or to the outside of it. Arrange your feet so that your left ankle is resting in the arch of the right foot. Get tall through your spine. Bring your left hand onto your right knee and walk your right fingertips to the outside of your right hip and back, maybe even around behind you, and slowly turn your heart open to the right. Feel the twist in the middle of your back, and without strain, gently broaden your collarbones. Open your chest into the space between your arms. And then to allow the neck to release completely, turn your chin towards your left shoulder. So you're looking toward the top of your mat. Reach up through the crown of your head and down through your tailbone. Take a couple more breaths. And then let your spine unwind by bringing your sternum back underneath your chin. Place your hands on either side of your knees. Lift your hips and slide your hips to the left and your feet to the right. So your left hip is going to come down to the floor. And your right ankle rests in the arch of the left foot, a modification of hero pose. Bring your right hand onto your left knee and walk your left fingertips, so your arm is nice and long, to the outside of your left hip, back a little bit, maybe even starting to come around behind the left hip. No strain, turning your heart to the left. Feel the twist happen in the middle of your back. And then, like we did on the other side, broaden through the collarbones, reach the shoulder points out, and feel your chest come up and fill that space. Shoulder blades also broad, but sliding down. And now turn your head towards your right shoulder so that your chin is toward the front of the mat. Take a couple more breaths here, feeling the way the breath spirals around the spine. Release your twist by bringing your heart back underneath your chin. Now shift all the way over onto your left hip and swing your legs around in front of you. Walk your hands a couple inches behind you and give your legs a little shake out, either bouncing the knees or windshield wiper motions with the feet. Just allow for a little bit of release. And then flex your feet and place the backs of your heels down. Your knees can be slightly bent here. Now either rest your hands on your thighs or bring your hands together in front of your heart. Rock a little bit more into your left sitting bone and walk your right sitting bone forward, moving the right leg forward just a fraction of an inch probably. And then rock onto the right sitting bone and pressing the left leg forward, move the left sitting bone forward. Like you're walking on your sitting bones. Take the right sitting bone forward and the left sitting bone forward. Again, the right and the left. One more time, right and left. Now move your left sitting bone back and then the right sitting bone back. Walking backwards on the sitting bone, left and right and left and right. One more time, go back, left and right, evening out the sitting bones and feeling how now, because you've moved the sitting bones back like that, you're sitting on the front edge. Your pelvis is neutral, your spine is tall. Let your hands come down to either side of your legs or hips. Take an inhale, get a little taller through your spine. Draw your navel in and up slightly to keep the ribs lifted away from the hips. And then hinge from your hip creases and lean your heart forward over your knees. Walk your hands forward towards your feet as you need some more room. Extend long through the crown of your head, taking a forward fold to counter all of the back bends that we did earlier. Avoid any strain in your low back. If it starts to complain, walk your hands back in, lift up through the heart, and allow your spine to be long wherever that happens. If you're forward over your legs and you're comfortable releasing your neck and dropping your head, you may do so, but you can also stay nice and long with the chin just slightly tucked so the crown of the head is reaching in that long line with the tailbone. Breathe all the way down, sending the breath into the pelvic floor, feeling the way the breath creates a little space by moving your abdomen forward into your thighs, opening up some space in the low back and the hips. Take another breath. Now walk your hands in as you inhale. Lift all the way up. Walk your hands back behind you a little bit so that you're leaning out of your pose. Feel the movement of energy down through your hips, your legs. Bend your knees, put your feet on the floor and roll onto your back. Keep your feet down, but separate them about mat width apart. And then drop both knees over towards your right. Lift them and drop them over to the left. Lift them again, go to the right, and continue side to side that windshield wiper movement. Gently releasing the low back, gently releasing the hips. The next time your knees head to the right, let them stay there for a few breaths, letting the left hip come off the floor. Make your knees feel heavy so they sink down and you feel a little twist in your spine. Now slowly lift both knees back to center and drop them over to the left, bringing the right hip up off the floor so the knees get a little closer to the floor on the left side. Take a few breaths into that. As you take your next inhale, slowly bring your knees up and then extend your legs long on the mat. Relax them, let your feet fall open. Bring your arms a bit away from your side into an inverted V. Turn your palms to the sky. Relax your shoulders down. Close your eyes, relax your head down. And feel all the places where your body touches the floor, the ground, from the back of your head to your shoulders and shoulder blades, the back ribs, the low back, the sacrum, your buttocks. Feel the backs of your legs on the floor, the backs of your heels. Find the back of your shoulders and your arms, the backs of your hands. Take a big breath in through your nose, and with a gentle sigh, sink a little more deeply into that support. And notice your breath flowing in, flowing out. And I'll leave you here to be in Savasana as long as you desire, acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.